Greetings, David Mann.
Hello, good to be with you.
Can you elaborate on the services you provide to the people who seek legal assistance?
Yes, so our agency is the largest provider of free legal assistance to asylum seekers and refugees and disadvantaged migrants in Australia. We're based in Victoria and we provide free legal advice and assistance to many thousands of people each year who are, for example, from places all around the world, including from Sri Lanka, who are seeking asylum as refugees. They're seeking protection. And the services that we offer are specialist legal services, which are free, so that if someone, for example, is wanting to apply for protection as a refugee, they can get all of the advice that they need and the legal assistance to make the application and to also get assistance going through the process.
You are based in Victoria, you said?
We're based in Victoria, but we do work nationally, yes.
So anyone from any other part of Australia can also approach you for the services you provide?
Yes, they can, although there are some other specialist services in New South Wales, in Western Australia, in Queensland, and in South Australia. So they may want to also first check with those services. We'd suggest that. But we also do help people around Australia as well, including on Christmas Island.
You said you provide the services for free, so how do you get funded?
We get funding through a range of sources. There are philanthropic foundations that provide grants to us. There's also many private donors, people from the community who donate to us, either in very large donations sometimes, and some of them are not quite as large, but significant. Every donation is significant. So we have both philanthropic foundations and donors, and we also get some assistance through Legal Aid in Victoria. They provide some funding. The Department of Justice in Victoria and other Victorian government agencies, and limited funding from the federal government, which is much more limited than it used to be. So it's a combination of different sources, as well as legal education services that we provide, some of which provide funding through those legal education, professional legal education services.
Now, we got to know about your services through a media release about the legal assistance at Fast Track Clinic. So do you provide your services through these type of clinics for a large group of people, or do you take individuals' cases as well?
Yes. Every year, we help thousands of people at the moment who are going through what's called the government's fast track process. And this process is for people who arrived by boat in recent years seeking protection as refugees. And these special clinics provide assistance to individuals who are going through that process. The first stage of that was ended last year on 1 October, and that was the deadline that the government set for everyone who hadn't yet applied for a protection visa to make that application. So now that we assisted thousands of people to lodge their legal applications for a protection visa by 1 October last year, now we're talking about stage two. So we're now helping people under what we call stage two. And stage two is the stage where, after having lodged the legal application, that application is then processed by the Department of Immigration. And if necessary, it is then looked at or it's considered on review. Now, we're helping many thousands of people under stage two who are now going through that process. For example, they're now having to attend an interview with the Department of Home Affairs, or if they've been refused in their initial application, then they have a right to have review of their case at the Immigration Assessment Authority. We're helping thousands of people through that process so that they get the advice that they need, that they understand the process, that they can provide essential information that they need to, additional information, including additional evidence, country information, personal information, and also legal submissions at both stages of that process. What I can say here is that from our experience, this assessment process that is ongoing for people is very complex and onerous. The need for legal assistance is essential. So expert legal help under this process is essential for people because it is complex, it is onerous, and of course, the stakes could hardly be higher. I mean, we're talking here about thousands of people going through the process from countries like Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Iraq, Iran, and Rohingya from Myanmar. But in all situations of those that come to us for help, people are fearing return to further persecution, and they are making these applications to seek safety in Australia as refugees.
For someone who is listening to this program and want to get in touch with you or want to know more about what you do, what can one do?
Well, we have this free service which operates on a weekly basis. And the first thing for people to do is to make a call to us on our telephone advice line. And that number is 03 for Victoria. It's 03 9413 0101. You can also go to our website to get further details if people would like to start there to get that information and about the service. And that website is www.refugeelegal.org.au. So it's www.refugeelegal.org.au. But the first thing that we'd like people to do is to make a telephone call to us to explain briefly their situation, and from there we will make a booking for them to come in and to provide more detail to us. Ultimately, though, this service provides one-to-one legal assistance for people in person. Each person gets to sit down with a legal advisor and a qualified interpreter under our supervision, and to ensure that they get all of the assistance they need and to complete all of the paperwork that they need to complete under this process.
Finally, Mr. Mann, if you're okay with that, can you share a story without disclosing any private information that you have helped and made Yes. their life better?
Yes. Can I also just note here that we help people from all corners of the globe who are fleeing from persecution in fear, and that includes many, many thousands of people from Sri Lanka, including Sri Lankan Tamils, of course, and we help people from all races, ethnicities and religions. And one of those stories that I can tell, and I've changed the name to protect the confidentiality
Thank you.
Of the clients, but let's call her Amali. Now, Amali came to us not long ago, and she's a 45-year-old Sri Lankan Tamil woman and a single mother of three. And she was facing, under this processing regime of the fast-track process, she was facing the final ruling on her fate. Now, she fled to Australia by boat around 6 years ago together with her three daughters, and she's literally one of thousands of people and indeed 15,000 people nationwide, so 15,000 people in Australia with this common predicament, common problem, and that is they all lodged protection visa applications by 1 October last year, but she came to us because now under this second phase of processing, she was being called to this last chance interview with the Department of Home Affairs about her case. And she had just been issued by the department, by the government that is, her interview date. And what she wanted, and her situation basically was that over 6 years ago, she fled with her daughters after her husband was disappeared by the Sri Lankan army. And with extraordinary courage, decided to seek freedom from a life of constant dangers and abuse, including gender-based violence in Sri Lanka. She came to us in desperate need of help, and what we did was ensured that she got that help instead of being vulnerable to really what can be serious miscarriages of justice and further serious risk to her life and her daughters if she doesn't get the legal assistance and therefore it doesn't get a fair hearing. We gave her the help she needed in relation to preparing for the interview with the department. And that is one of many stories of the work that we're doing at the moment. I can also tell you that on a weekly basis, people that we have helped through the process have been contacting us and telling us that they, after getting the help, they finally got their protection visa, which is, for us, the best news we can possibly get, is that the work that we've done so often does help people to get justice and that legal permission to be able to stay in Australia, to be safe, and to rebuild their lives with dignity.
And all those people, I'm sure, are contributing to the Australian economy now.
Look, this is one of the golden threads of modern Australian history, is stories like Amali's and many others who, not only with extraordinary courage, take that choice that makes it a huge step to flee from terrible violence and abuse and to seek freedom, who then come to Australia and ultimately, after being granted protection, make extraordinary contributions to their community, the broader Australian community, in so many ways. And it's people, these refugees, I often say, they're not separate to, they're not extraneous to Australia. They are actually integral to who we are as Australians. They are like migrants, like settlers earlier on, like Indigenous people, and we could go on, but they are part of the vital fabric, if you're the very fabric of Australian community. And the extraordinary and remarkable contribution that people make, which is critical to the life of the nation.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mann, not only for the time and the interview, but for the services that you provide.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate being able to explain them, and I really do urge that people in these emergency situations with this process, that they do contact us for this free legal help.